Part 1, Mark, Report from the Suffering Body of Jesus. Mark's is the shortest gospel, and it was for centuries the most neglected of the four. It is one of the three gospels that resemble one another, those called synoptic, because they have a common view. Of the three, Matthew was placed first in the traditional order. Since Matthew has more material than Mark, and the material is better organized than either Mark or Luke managed, Matthew was for a long time considered the foundational synoptic gospel. Augustine called Mark simply the drudge and condenser of Matthew. The humble station of Mark as a kind of biblical Cinderella was stressed by her shabby garb. Mark's Greek is clumsier and more awkward than that used by the other evangelists. No wonder his was the least cited gospel in the early Christian period. As if to add insult to injury, one of the most quoted parts of the gospel was a later addition to it, the so-called Markan appendix, 12 verses added to its ending. One scholar says that the greatest impact Mark's gospel has made on church tradition is derived from verses which no modern textual critic would acknowledge as belonging to Mark is no small matter. Among Luther's allusions to Mark in his collected works, almost one-fourth are to passages from the spurious ending. The single verse from Mark that has achieved fame because of its place in Luther's small catechism, "Whosoever believes and is baptized shall be saved," is from the spurious ending. But this gospel, the Cinderella, got her glass slipper in the 19th century, when it was finally noticed that the other synoptics, Matthew and Luke, cite and use and correct Mark, but he does not do the same for them. This obviously meant that he preceded them. His is the first gospel, setting the pattern for the others. Since that discovery, his has become the most studied and influential gospel. It is also the synoptic gospel that most shows the signs of a particular community as its source and audience, a persecuted community with internal divisions and conflict. This brings it together with the only other New Testament documents written before the destruction of the temple in 70 of the Common Era, Paul's letters to five troubled gatherings. This may help us understand why the first gospel was written at all.